For NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. I'm in Washington, D.C. and in New York City. Hazel Sills, NPR Music's Hazel Sills. Hi.
Hi.
We have, I think, some pretty good music today for everybody.
I think so, too.
And I want to start off, Hazel, you are well aware, I know, of our Tiny Desk Contest winner that we announced this week, Little Moon.
Hell yeah.
and that song that they did called Wonder Eye just knocked me out. We had many judges, including myself, Bobby Carter, Albina from KEXP, Sharon Van Etten, Sudan Archives, and Baby Rose. And it was unanimous. Like, everybody heard this song and just were totally bowled over by it. And that hit you when you heard it?
Yeah, I mean, it's such a, I listened to the band's interview with All Things Considered with Ari Shapiro, and they talked about where the idea for that song came from and this idea of it being about, you know, multiple deaths and, like, realizing that death is happening, you know, all the time with your past self, with your beliefs, with judgments and things like that. And I don't know, it's such an incredible song because that band is so big and mm-hmm. the sound they create is so varied, but it's all grounded by Emma Hardiman's, like, incredible vocals. Like, it's like the way that she sings is like, I feel like I'm in the middle of a tornado. Like, just such emotion. And yeah, it's a really beautiful song.
Yeah, it was a time where the two of the members, Emma Hardiman and Nathan Hardiman, who were married, Nathan's mom was in hospice. Mm-hmm. They were thinking of, the two of them, this band's from Utah, they were thinking of leaving the Mormon church. Trying to think about how they learned and thought about death in their religion mm-hmm. and then leaving that religion and how to deal with it. Well, that's what this song, Wonder Eye, is sort of all about. And so I want to play it because I'm excited. This is a studio version that just came out a week ago, and we will soon have them in the office to play a version for you. And you can listen to our contest-winning thing at NPR site, too. So here goes, Wonder Eye.
To where we
Beautiful.
Right?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like there's six people in that band, but somehow that song sounds like it was made by like 30 people. Like, it just sounds, I don't know how they do it. It just sounds so big and beautiful, and just like the way they all come together in this like gorgeous machine of sound is just, I don't know. I love it.
We're recording this show just before they arrive in Washington, D.C. to play the desk. I've got the harp rented, and I can't wait for all of them to witness what you just described,
yeah.
like how they're going to do this. And then the recording of Little Moon's performance behind the tiny desk will come out May 30th, and we can all watch and see how they do that. But this may be a deeper discussion than we can have today. Maybe you want 2 or 3 months to think about this. But I don't... What do you want from music? Because for me, like, the thing that I love and want from music is twists and turns. And
yeah.
I love songs within songs. And, like, mm-hmm. this hit every single thing that I love about music. I like words that make me think and wonder. Well, literally, in this case, wonder.
Yeah. I mean, I think similarly, like, I think what I'm looking for is, like, surprise. Yeah. I want to be surprised, and I want to be shaken up by sound, which is something that I think, I mean, I described Emma's voice as a tornado earlier.
Right. Oh, there you go. Yeah, yeah.
But I also think music that asks big questions or mines deep feeling that isn't often expressed in art or finds new and exciting ways to express feelings that have maybe been the center of centuries of song in mm-hmm. a new and exciting way. I mean, I love that line in the song, is there a knowledge that is found not in knowing? This idea
right.
of moving towards a future that is completely uncertain, but recognizing that uncertainty as being a place to discover in itself. Like, it doesn't have to be terrifying. It can be exciting. And this song being about different kinds of deaths, I think, is really fascinating. The idea of, like, you know, leaving a church, that being its own kind of death, or losing a family member, obviously is the most literal form, but...
Beautiful, thoughtful. Yeah. Little Moon, Wonder Eye. That's the single that's on streaming services right now in the Tiny Desk concert. Their Tiny Desk contest entry is online. You can watch that. Wow. And then we look forward to see what they do at the Tiny Desk, which comes out May 30th. And speaking of, songs that unfold and have textures and interest, you brought something to the table I knew nothing about, and this is Yule.
Yeah, Yule. This is a new song from the artist Yule. It's Y-E-U-L-E. Mm-hmm. And the song is called Sulky Baby.
Which I love that title.
Why? I know. I'm like, me too. Yeah, Yule, whose full name is Nat Schmiel, is this rising avant-garde pop artist whose sound and style I can like best describe as existing somewhere between hyper-pop and indie rock, which is like kind of a wild combination, but it all works for them. And their music tends to be about really big ideas about like shifting identity and gender. They put out an album last year called Glitch Princess, which was this very kind of like spooky meditation on how you define yourself in digital spaces. Anyway, really interesting artist. But this song, Sulky Baby, is really interesting to me because it feels like much lighter in tone for them. It feels like a straightforward, almost like shoegaze song. And so I'm really excited in this song's sound and the new direction it signals for Yule.
Awesome. So let's give a listen to, can I say this a couple of times? Sulky Baby. Let's listen to Sulky Baby. Yes. I just keep wanting to say that. I don't know why. Here we go. Can I say it first?
Yeah.
Sulky baby.
Yes.
Yeah, it's that song has, you know, kind of a funny title, Sulky Baby. When have we not been sulky babies?
Wait, what was the title again?
we just keep saying the title for the rest of the podcast. Mm-hmm. But the song actually has, you know, kind of heavy subject matter, kind of heavy inspiration for Yule. They've said that this song is about them sort of having a conversation with a younger version of themselves. They've said that, "I felt like I was talking to a younger version of me, stopping her from crying, looking back at the ways I betrayed and neglected that innocence from myself." So, I don't know, you get those really intense lyrics about, you know, standing on a cliff, thinking about jumping off it, and that line, "I want to eat your face," is great. So, yeah, it's a really beautiful song, but yeah, the title is, I mean, the best. It's a great title.
Yeah. Maybe we should rename the podcast.
So all sulky babies considered. People can submit their sulkiest babies. Yeah.
Oh, you're going to take me to one more that I don't know, so this is fun. Sweeping Promises. Tell me about Sweeping Promises.
I love this band. This is a really incredible post-punk duo made up of Lyra Mondahl and Caulfield Schnug. And this song is called Eraser. It's off their second album called Good Living Is Coming For You, which is out June 30th. And this band just has such an incredible talent for, like, really concise, incredible punk music. Like, they just say so much with so little. And this song in particular is about this kind of shadowy force that you can't get rid of. You're almost like evil mirror image. The band has said it's like, you know, she watches your every move, she mirrors your motions, and ultimately uses your voice against you without you ever noticing what she's done. It's kind of like a horror movie in song form. So, yeah, I really love this song. It's Eraser.
Here we go. Promises.
Yeah, such a tight song. Like, it could honestly be a cheerleader rendition at some point. Been out of shape, shape, been out of shape, shape. But yeah, that's just, yeah, I just, Lyra's vocals are just incredible in that song. It makes me want to dance.
Awesome. And that's from their second album. It's called Good Living Is Coming For You. And that's coming for us, what, the end of June, you said?
Yeah, June 30th.
Awesome. So we'll take a break for a minute. And you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. When you book through Capital One Travel using the Venture X Card, you earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars and 5x miles on flights. And you earn unlimited 2x miles on all other purchases, plus receive up to $300 back as a statement credit. The Venture X Card from Capital One. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan in Washington, D.C. with Hazel Sills in New York City. I know, Hazel, you're a fan of Cola, yes?
Yeah, they put out a really great album last year. Yeah. I think it was their debut, Deep in View.
And we just got a new single from them. They're, for those who don't know the group Cola, there's members of the band Tim Darcy and Ben Stidworthy were in the band Ought, O-O-U-G-H-T. And they went on to form Cola. The band includes drummer Evan Cartwright. I really love this trio and what they're doing. There's a bit of the sound to it. It reminds me, I don't know if you're ever a fan of the group Television from way back when. There's something about this group that reminds me a bit of that sound. There was something I loved about this song, which was the drums and the way it kind of stutters and stops and starts. And I just asked Ben and Tim to tell me a little about the song and the origin of it. And then they sent me this clip. So I'm going to play the clip, and then I'm going to play a song, which is from Cola, called Keys Down If You Stay.
Hey, I'm Tim Darcy from Cola.
And this is Evan.
Yeah, we're just hanging in our practice space in Montreal. Just want to say thanks, Bob, for playing our new single. Yeah, it's a special one for us. It actually came from a dream that Evan had.
Yeah, one morning I woke up and realized I had just been in a dream where the three of us were playing a new song that we hadn't played. And I remembered that I was playing a very unusual drum beat, something that I had not played before, and immediately kind of took it to the kit and it felt pretty good to play. And that was the sort of basis of this song.
Nice, yeah. And you're historically not the world's best sleeper, so it was our great fortune that you had you got a solid 8 hours. You got to ram that night.
Indeed, it was.
Straight up, keys down if you stay.
I love that song, but I have no idea what this song means. I know that you're wiser than me in understanding words, because sometimes I'm a little too literal about it. But do you know what it means, that keys down if you stay? Like I have an image of it, but...
I really don't know. In my head, I'm like, oh, it's like someone's like walking towards the door with their keys in hand, and someone's like, no.
Okay.
Yeah. Which, I don't know. I mean, it's fascinating, that note about the drum. The drum beat coming in a dream is just...
Yeah.
It's a very Lynchian idea to me. David Lynch.
Yeah, right? I can't remember my dreams ever. Are you able to do that? Because it's a talent.
Oh, really? I remember my dreams all the time. I mean, obviously, there are some dreams that just, like, disappear the second you wake up, but... The idea of a song or a part of a song staying with you and then incorporating that into it feels very prophetic. What a great story.
Yeah, yeah, truly. And I just missed Cola. They were in town and I had other plans I couldn't change. But next time I see these folks, I am going to ask them what Keys Down If You Stay means. And also, well, there's so much in that song. I love it. In some ways, it's nicer to be a mystery, but... I want to know in this case.
It's like a dream. You don't always get to, there's weird things in dreams that will never make sense.
Yeah, and I do, as we spoke about at the top of the show, about songs and so forth, I do love mystery in songs, so don't know why I really want to solve this one, but it's getting to me. Cola! Tell me. So far, we only know that there's a single from Cola, though it was only a year ago. If you haven't heard their record and love that song, there's great songs on it, and we'll see.
Heck yeah.
Anani and the Johnsons, new music, you have it.
Yeah, there's a new Anani and the Johnsons song. It's called It Must Change, and it is the first single from her forthcoming album titled My Back Was a Bridge for You to Cross, which is out July 7th. And yeah, I mean, Anani is like, honestly, like, I feel like one of our generation's like greatest protest singers or protest song writers. I mean, her last album, Hopelessness, which came out in 2016, was just like this beautiful album about climate change and feminism and drone warfare. And this song, It Must Change, is also, you know, a protest song, but it takes inspiration from almost like the past. It has this very like 70s soul vibe, which is interesting for Anani because I think of her as this like experimental electronic artist. And she says that a lot of the songs on this new album are almost in response to like Marvin Gaye's What's Going On. So it's a really intense, beautiful song that just feels like almost like a call to arms, like a wake up to humanity.
Beautiful. Let's hear it. It Must Change.
It must change.
I love that little voice. I'm wearing headphones, and it felt like somebody sitting on my shoulder, my subconscious maybe asking questions and informing me. That's great.
Yeah, I think Anoni is that question asker, or almost not a question asker, like she's demanding something of us. I love the way this song starts out, almost like it could be a breakup song, like, this needs to change the way that you talk to me, the things you do to me, the way you leave me. And then by the end of it, it's like, this is our world. No one's getting out of here. It's just going to be a lonely place for us. It's like it becomes this smaller personal feeling, becomes this like bigger, like we need to change the world before it's too late energy. And yeah.
That record, My Back Was a Bridge for You to Cross, comes out when?
July 7th.
Well, I look forward to seeing and hearing what else they're doing. It's great.
Yeah.
I am going to take us out on someone named Chris Farren. Do you know Chris Farren's work at all?
Not really, no.
Yeah, and I'm not incredibly familiar with Chris Farren either. He has an album coming out called Doom Singer. You might know his work. He works with Jeff Rosenstock and also has this band called Fake Problems. He's done a number of albums on his own. But he says that he was really looking for a way to change his creative process. And I love it when an artist can do that, when they can see themselves and say, hey, I can do different, better, and I want to do that. And for this record, he's working with Jay Somm. Which, you know, I think we're both big fans of.
Yeah, I love her work. Yeah.
And Jay Somm is the music of Melina Duterte, of course. And I want to play this song called Cosmic Leash from the Doom Singer album from Chris Farren. I asked him to kind of tell me, like, what is it that Melina, what is it that Jay Somm brought to the table that helped your creative process? So he's going to explain that, and then we're going to hear this song, which I advise turning up loud. And we're going to go out on that. So thanks, Hazel.
Thank you.
Let's do this again.
Yes.
Awesome. For NPR Music, I'm Bob Boylan with Hazel Sills. Take care, everybody. Here comes Chris Farren.
For Doom Singer, I wrote these songs with my friend Frankie, who plays drums on the record. We had the basics of the songs pretty locked in when we went into the studio with Melina. But I purposefully kind of wanted to hold off on thinking about the lead guitars and the synths so we could kind of tackle all that together with Melina. I just love those Jay Somm records so much, and the textures and tones and sonic worlds that she creates in her music. It's just stunning to me. I've made a lot of records on my own, and I've become a little sick of myself, honestly, and my process. So I just wanted to open it up and see where we could take the songs together and just make it a more collaborative experience. And she was just so wonderful to work with, and I hope I get to work with her again.
Just a footnote in a long book that I know I'll never read. Was I